All right, so...
As I said to each of you, I think individually, we're going to start with sort of a general overview of the world of Shavuos and the different types of Shavuos, and then eventually the place of Shavuos Elyonim within that world. I mean, this, as I've said, promises to provide context for Shavuos Elyonim, both the Perek, the first few sugyos require us to be familiar with these, with the world of Shavuos, and also just in terms of the concept of Shavuos Elyonim, where it fits. We want to get some background on that also. So we're going to start, we're going to go through each of the categories of Shavuos. The Rambam, Kedarka B'Kodesh, is very systematic. Right in the beginning of Hilchos Shavuos, first halacha. Anybody have it? Actually, another thing I want to do is get on my cards ready. Ah, there we go. So the Rambam says we have four Shavuos, right? Avraham Avinu Shavuos Heim, Bitui, Shavuos Av, Shavuos Bekadam, Shavuos Eitz. I think what determines these categories, and we'll see this, is the din of the person who violates, or is chayav mishum, these categories. That explains both how all four are different and also why there are only four, which I'll get to at some point. But we're going to examine each of these four with an eye towards identifying the parameters, what is this, what does it take for Shavuot to be, a Shavuot Bito, a Kadon, etc., etc. And then the consequences of becoming chayav, right? The dinim chuyav, mishum shavuos bitui, mishum shavuos bekadam, etc. And the azara, the iser, the lav, one violence. Okay? All right, so first starting with shavuos bitui, that's what we'll discuss now. So the Mishnah in Yud Tes Mem Beis, right, it lists four categories of shavuos bitui. Right? Time shehein arba, there's lahaba, lav dehein, right? A future, a shavuah about something you're going to do in the future. We're not going to do in the future. So there's two, right? La ba la v'hein, and then there's la sha'avar la v'hein, right? Which the Mishnah, which Rishon just uses the example. There's ochal, shvusha ochal, which is la ba hein, shvusha lo ochal, la ba lav, shvusha chati, la ba sha'avar hein, lo chati, la sha'avar lav. And it turns out that this is a subject of machlokes. Tanai, right? This is a Rekiva Shita, right? The Mishnah on Yutes is reflecting only Shita to Rekiva. The Mishnah on Chafei goes on to explain that this is actually debated by Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that there are only two types of Shavuos. There's Lahaba, Hein V'Lav, right? And this, he says, the fact that it's Lahaba, he says, is what is explicit in the Pesukim. Lahara Lahitiv. So that the mashmaus of the relative is something that you will do, not something that has been done or that has happened. And lahara leitiv, that tells us it's lavahein, and that's all we have. That's the only thing which qualifies for shavuos bitui. That's the only thing which qualifies for the din of shavuos bitui. The Rabbi Kiva disagrees. He says he adds the corresponding the sha'avars, right? La sha'avar lavahein. Based on a drasha, the Gemara called Bava Manal tells us, it's based on a drasha of a riboy, the Mishnah hints to it. L'chol asher yivatah adam. L'chol asher yivatah adam. L'chol asher yivatah is a riboy that includes the corresponding lisha avars. Now the Gemara on Gavav goes on to explain the textual basis of that machlokes. It's actually a more general issue concerning the Midosh Atar and Dreshpan, in particular what happens when you encounter a klal. I don't want to use the terminology already, of the principle. But let's say you counter a universal, then particular examples, then universal. Right. So the Gemara says that there are actually two ways that we found it. The Tanaim were dorish that phenomenon. Right. When you had it in the psukim, there's kal parakal riboy miu riboy. Rabbi Yishmael, who is the author of the Brisa of Rabbi Yishmael, right, being the Zifra, but you're giving me the Shatran address then. So he is darshans those cases as a klal protocol, which means that essentially everything, it's only a specific set of things that are dumi de prat, which are bechlal, the principle, the din that is being mentioned, versus Rabbi Kiva, who holds riboy, miut, riboy, which means, the terms I think aren't that helpful, descriptive, it just happens to be that's what they're called. But that means that everything is bechlal, except for some particular thing, right? So that's the nafkamina between riboy miut or riboy and klal protocol, right? It's just the scope of the things that are excluded according to Rabbi Kiva, means basically one or maybe one small set of things is excluded, whereas according to Rabbi Shmuel, Klal Protokol, only a specific set of things are included. Most things are excluded. And the Nafkamina here, this is a general, it actually comes up a few times in our parak, but in Shmuel Adonim, the Nafkamina here, Gemara says that's the reason why Rabbi Shmuel does not have the other two categories. All right, in any event, that's what we have in terms of the four types of Shavuos Bitui. And then we have a machlokas that Gemara presents between Rav and Shmuel within Rabbi Akiva. Everybody agrees, right, based on Lahara Leiti, the Gemara says, that you're only chayav between Shavuos Bitui for something which is Isa Balabahim, which is capable of becoming a Shavuos Bitui, for which you would be chayav Shavuos Bitui, both in the Achalti and the Lo'achal. In the Ochal, Lo'achal. Lo'achal. Right? To the exclusion of something where you wouldn't have such a, it's not able to be flipped. We'll see examples of that. This is again the Tana Yehuda ben Becerra. But what we have in Machlokas is, with respect to, between Rav and Shmuel, is whether the same is true with the Rabbi Akiva for the Sha'avar Ulahaba. Right? Shmuel thinks that you're only chayav for a Shmuel, the Sha'avar, if it's Isa Bilhaba. And therefore he says, right, Shmuel says that Shvua Shezarak Ploni is Pater. If I take a Shvua that somebody threw something into the river, right, he says that there's no din, there's no chiv mishum Shvuas Bitui there, because it's less a Balaba, right? Shvua Sheyizrak Ploni would be Chai. Now, Derech Agav, we find out that that's the case. That Shvua Sheyizrak Ploni does not qualify for Shvuas Bitui. And that's a general, there's a more general category of Shvua L'Hapa upon Acherim that is excluded from Shavuos Bitui. This is one example of several exclusions from the category of Shavuos Bitui that are all what define instead a Shavuos Shav. L'haba, Be'acherim, Shavuos L'Batal Samitzvah, all these things which we'll see in the Mishnah when we do Shavuos Shav, define a Shavuos Shav, so they're also excluded from Shavuos Bitui. Rishon, I didn't give this on the course, Rishon interpret the makor for this to be provided in the Gemara Chav Vav. The makor for it is based on a miyut from the riboy miyut riboy of again the back klal here was levatebas asayim the haral haitiv kolasher yivate. So the miyut, one of the things the miyut excludes, or the miyut excludes for Rabbi Akiva, that which is the miyut from Shavuos Bitui, is the Gemara actually gives one example of Shavuos Levatel Samitzvah. Rishon say it means all the categories of things which define Shavuos Shav as opposed to Shavuos Bitui. The source for that, the makor for that, is all this. That's the Riboy Miyut Riboy for Rabbi Akiva. All right, we'll come back to that in the context of Shavuos Shav, but that's Derech Agav. Rav, however, disagrees. Right, so everybody agrees Shavuos Yizer Kloni. There's no such thing. You're not Chayav Mishum Bitui. Shmuel holds, and therefore you're not also Chayav for Shavuos Shazar Kloni. And Rav disagrees. Rav says you can be Chayav for Shavuos Lishavar, even if, right, b'la'ba, there'd be no chiyuv mishum bitui. Okay. We passing for Bikiva and Kirav, as the Rambam mentions. All right. So that's as far as just what is a shavuos bitui. Then, let's move now to the consequences. What happens if you become chayuv mishum shavuos bitui? If it's a shavuos sheker. Right, so this is, so here we want to know both b'shogeg and b'mit, right? So b'shogeg is explicit in the psukim. Right, the Peshogeg, anybody have the Pesukim here? Actually, it's very important. Anybody can get access to it, right? The Pasuk says explicitly, right, that the person who... Yeah, you have it?
I don't have it.
Anybody, nobody has access to... What? Yeah, yes, it's in... What?
Where is it?
Yeah, Vanilla Manu V'Hashem, right? I don't know the Pasuk off. It's Vayikra Perkei, Pasuk Kei.
Zion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What happens? Yeah.
It's the korban.
Yeah, the korban all over Yoreh. Okay. So the pasuk says explicitly that this is the din of somebody who's benel on yemenu in this case. Yeah, you have it right. The pasuk is right. Vayachi yasham the achas ve'ela b'svada shechachala. Actually, right, the pasuk had said beforehand explicitly benelam. Meaning, right, there was shogeg. Mara says shogeg here refers to shigugas korban. If it's shigugas, that if you didn't realize that it was false, and then actually for other reasons, it wouldn't be chayav korban even. But the Gemara says, I'm sorry, the pasuk says rather that that in this case, if you're chayav, behavior Hashem al Hashem al chatasad, it's not the term Hashem here does not refer to korban Hashem, pursue the fact that he's guilty, he's chayav. So that's the korban lo biyored. So that's explicit in the pesukim. The din mazid. So here's the sugya in tumura. This comes to the sugya in tumura, which is also quoted here. But what emerges, Chazal tell us there, is that there are three out of four of the shuas, the mini shuas bitui, are lokim, and one is. So the you guys saw the sugya in tumura, yeah. So the sugya in tumura, what emerges there is that everybody agrees it's zavur pasha that shvuasha that the lahaba lav is lokim. Shvuasha ochal the I'm sorry shvuasha lo ochal. I'm not going to eat something tomorrow. I'm not going to eat kika, right? And then I'm ochel. So in that case, you get malchus, and that's the normal din. That's just the normal din of onesh malchus for violating a lav. Okay. Then we have the case of a labahin, where the Gemara says everybody agrees, shvuashe ochal. Right? I say I'm going to eat something, I swear I'm going to eat something, and I don't. Everybody agrees there that you don't get machlokes for that. There's a machlokes why that is. Rabbi Yochanan holds, that's because lavshe b'maisa ain't lokin alav, and Reish Lakish holds that that's not the reason. The reason is hasrasa. Okay, that's a separate question. Many Rishon Halitosos in general thought that Reish Lakish actually just disagreed with the klal. Lav Shem B'maisa Im Lokin Alav. There's other possibilities, but that the Gemara says is Machlokes. And then the Gemara says about Shvuas Sheker L'Sheavar, whether it's Hain or Lav, that here everybody agrees you do get Malchus, but this is one of three exceptions to the general principle regarding Lavin, right? That a Lav Shem, in general we hold Lav Shem B'maisa Im Lokin Alav, right? The Gemara in Malchus darshens it two potential Karos, but most likely one is Dumit the Chasima. He needs to be alive. Dumit the Chasima. The pasuk says Lo Sasim Shor B'Tisha right after the Hayam Minakos Rasha. The Chazal Darshan that the only ones that receive Malkos at Stam Lav is B'Malkos, but it has to be a Lav which is Dumit the Chasima in various ways. One of the ways being it has to be Yesh B'Maisa. So we also hold, the Gemara says, we also generally assume that Akimas Fas of Lav B'Maisa, simply verbalizing something, is not an actual act for the sake of this principle of Lashesh B'maisa. Nonetheless, there are three cases of Akimas Fasa which receive Makos, that's Nishba, Meima, or Mekala. Okay, so, right, those other ones are not our issue. Nishba is. The Gemara then says that Nishba is, despite being Akimas Fasa, Lavi Maisa, despite the fact that it doesn't involve a Maisa, nonetheless, it's Lokep. You're Lokep because we darshin, right, the Gemara says, Midarshin from the Pasuk regarding Shav that Lo Yinakeh, this means that the Baruch Shalom is not Minakeh, but Bezin is Minakeh. And the Gemara there says that applies specifically this Chumrah. We'll get to all this a little bit later, but this Chumrah applies specifically to Shvua Sheker L'Sha'avar, which is Dumi the Shav. Okay? Alright. Now we come to the question, which is really. So Adkan, it's pretty clear. Not much controversy. What becomes more controversial is the azara. And here the term azara in the Gemara is used, right, in the sense of an iser, right? What is the iser? What is the lav? In the sense that, you know, enoch and elm came masirin, right? There has to be an azara in the Torah in order for there to be an onish. Right? So if you find that the Torah says there's an onish or something, Gemara wants to know, right? So azara shamanu, onish, I'm sorry, onish shamanu, azara minat, right? That's enoch and elm came masirin. So here, the question that the Gemara discusses is, what is the Azhara for Shavuos Bitui? So here, the Rambam paskins, as we saw, right, when it came to just the way he is codifying the Gemara in Tumura, right, that that all four of them are, what's the Azhara? Lo Tishavu Mishmi L'Shaker. That's the Isser. Now, the Nosei Kelim and a lot of Rishonim point out that that is not at all obvious from what you find in the Gemara. Right, what you find in the Gemara seems to be, this is how Rishonim understood it, that you have two options presented to the Gemara. This is Machlokes Amorai, Machlokes Din Rav Idi and Ravin. Right, Rav Idi held that what is Shvuas, what is Lo Tishavu Bishmi L'Shaker Aser? Only Shvuas Sheker Lahaba. Right, Shvuas Sheker L'Shaavar, Rav Idi held, is actually what's the Azara for that? Yeah, that's Lo Tishavu Shema Kafala Shah. Whereas the other day, Rabin, in the name of Rabbi Yabo, held that what does Losi Shavu prohibit? Specifically, L'Shavars. Shavu Sheker L'Shavar is what violates Losi Shavu B'Shmina Shaker. Shavu Sheker L'Haba, right? Right, anybody see? Right, what is the, so why is it also then to violate your Shavu that you're going to do or not going to do something? Bayah. Right, the Isser, which is more generally thought of as an Isser with respect to Nidarim, Shachel Nidro, Pasuk also mentioned Shavua, that's actually the whole basis, that's the whole reason, the only reason you're prohibiting, this is what the simple reading requires, the only reason that there's an Avera here, that the Azhar that you're violating, in the case of Shvashek L'Shahaba, is just by Yah. So the question becomes to the Rambam doesn't seem to paskin like anybody, right? The Rambam paskins that all four categories are, right, Bein L'Shahabas, Bein L'Shahabas, are all violating Lo Si Shavu B'Shmin L'Shaker. And it turns out then he's lokaman lokaman, right? There, one opinion in the Gemara is that it's only in the Shavar, the other opinion is it's only in the Habaz. Nobody says, it seems, right, that it's both. So here we saw, I remember the course, there are two possibilities, I think, with respect to how to understand the Rambam. The first is the Rivash. The Rivash in Simin Shin Pei Zayin. Are you saw? Right. You didn't get there yet? Alright, you'll see. So the Rivash in Shin Pei Zayin is addressing a different question. Then he says, somebody said that, how can it be that I heard somebody say this, I think? And he says, the truth is that your question is a good one. It's even better, though, because if you actually look at the Rambam, I forgot what the other sheet that he was addressing, but he said, the Rambam actually says, what?
The sheet of the Gevir is that it's...
Yeah, what's the sheet of the Gevir?
It's everything is Lo Tishavu, and also Lo Yichal would apply to everything as well.
Okay, fine. And then he says...
So he just says La'ba is both Lo Yichal and Lo Tishavu. And then he says it's even stronger than Rambam, then everything is Lo Tishavu.
Right. So he comes to the Rambam and says the Rambam has even a Shita which, you know, is even worse in terms of squaring with the Gemara. Rambam says that, right, all four of them are Lo Tishavu. So the question is, how do you understand it? So what he explains is that, right, you saw, what did he say? Right, so in other words, I forgot to mention, right? The shita that holds that by Yachel is not necessary to prohibit Lo Habas, so he says Lo Yachel is Lekonamas Hova, Nidar. Now that, Rishonim, we'll see, I mean, it's a part of the question, does that mean that shita, that's a shita of Ravin, thinks that Lo Yachel does not apply at all to Shavua, or just it's not necessary, it already is prohibited by Lo Sishavu? There's some Rishonim make a good point, which is how can it be that it doesn't apply to Shavu? After all, what does the Pasuk say? It says Shavu in the Pasuk.
Yeah.
And then we find though that there's some Rishonim nonetheless say, right? I don't think I put it in the course. So some Rishonim that Miri is pretty clear. We'll see. It's based in the Ram. It's not the case. It doesn't violate. Well, Yachel, to be understood, is simply applying to the Neder in the Pasuk. So, or perhaps there are other answers to that question, but that's what they hold. But anyway, so he says, Rivash says that basically, really, the Rambam just paskin straight out like Rabbi. And he interpreted Rabbi to be saying that Lo Si Shavu also forbids Shavu Shekel Avars, not that it only forbids Shavu Shekel Avars. When Rabbi says that Shavu Shekel Avars, but Bayachel, so he means that it's also Bayachel. Right? Now, that's a parish of the Gemara, which is, I don't know, kind of a little bit questionable, just in terms of the fact that why would you need to say then that Bayachel is Lekonamos? It sounds like that's because you don't need it for that's what he says, it is still strange that he says that's right. The point is, if you hold that when Rabin says Lo Si Shavu B'Shmin L'Shaker that forbids the Sha'avars, but not only the Sha'avars, so why does he need to then say in Bayachel that, and what do you, how do you have a prohibition, where do you get it, if it's Asur L'Habaz Lo Yachel? It sounds like he's saying because it doesn't prohibit, right? Lo Si Shavu does not prohibit Shavu Shekel L'Habaz. In any event, that's the Rivash's parish. But I think
how do you even understand why you need two sources then for Asur then?
It, not necessarily that you need two sources, but there you have it, you have two sources. It presumably will be something like that. I'll get to that in a second. Yeah. I mean, you have these things quite often. I'll mention a few examples in a second. But the thing which is a little bit more difficult is what the Rivash addresses, which is the Rambam actually never says anywhere that you're over on Bayachel for Shavu L'Haba. It doesn't say that there's an Isser Lo Yachel. And the Rambam discusses what happens when you have a Shavu L'Haba. He says the Isser is, you violate Lo Si Shavu B'Shmin L'Shaker. So the Rivash claims that the Rambam in general doesn't mention Isurim, additional Isurim, needlessly. Right? As long as we know it's prohibited from the Torah somewhere, so he doesn't need to list all the prohibitions. But in Echanami, he says the Rambam does think you violate, he just doesn't mention it. Now that obviously is not at all, I think, a devar question. Number one, I think the Rambam, generally speaking, writes the MS al pi halacha, whether or not it really matters. So this is an example. The Rambam cites on this as a fray, right? Oker tchuma shachavero. Rambam writes in Chosehela, so you violate tulavin. You violate lo sasik gloriacha, and you violate lo sigzol. Why does he need to say that you violate lo sigzol? Right? We already know it's prohibited. Just it happens to be the case that you violate these tulavin. Yeah.
Well, I'm saying that case could also go debatable because that could be eretz yisrael chutzlar.
It's that's true, but why do you need to? But why do you say the sasa gloriacha violates also in eretz yisrael violates also the sigzol? Yeah, that okay, chumash chaver beretz yisrael. That's true, but the point is, why does he need to tell you also that when you okay chumash chaver beretz yisrael that you're violating the sigzol? Why does he need to say that? The answer is because it's true. There's also potentially nafkaminas, even many assume that even for the Rambam, it doesn't require asra to include the pasuk, but if you get the wrong pasuk, then it would be a problematic hasra. That would be mechuzar hasra.
Would you need to get both pasukim or one, like that hasra? Is one
hasra
sufficient?
For the Rami, it sounds like he doesn't mention when he discusses hasra, you'd need any pasuk,
right?
We discussed, I forgot with whom, right? The Michas Finuch seizes upon a Rashi here, when he's actually the Rashi regarding, you know, what hasra. So the Rashi happens to mention that if depending on what the hasra is, you need to, it'll make a difference in terms of what your master. The implication being, you need to have the pasuk in the hasra. So this is Michas Finuch's, perpetual nafkamina for just, you know, it's not just an academic, of course, an academic question in Torah is, you know, of infinite significance, but it also has a halacha l'maisa in the application of the Shitas Rashi. You need to know when your masra, what pasuk it comes from. But for the Rambam, it's hard to argue that this is, I think, needless, in part because, number one, let's say he says, don't do it because you're going to be over on Balyacha. Now, if I'm just following the Rambam, I don't know that that's a good hasra. I think that's a bad hasra. Because the Rambam tells me that what is the prohibition for violating a Shvua Shekel Abba? He only says, L'si Shavu Vishmina Shaker. Right? That's number one. Number two, it's also not clear that it doesn't make a very significant difference, not just in this strange case where you don't happen to mention a pasuk, which isn't right, but it's not clear why shouldn't you get two sets of Malkios then? Right, I mean, we have Averos, Kohen Shenitma, is in many cases Loke Mishum Lo Yitama, and Mishum Lo Yavo. You get two Malkios. There are many cases, this is a general issue about when you have these Lava Lo Bilshin Elavin, so when and when don't, they result in Malkios. Seems to be on focus, in multiple Malkios, seems to be focus between the Rambam and Ban, Tosos, I think it raises a piece on it, I don't know where, aware, in one of these conditional shots. I think maybe in the beginning of Zohar, maybe. But either way, I think the Michas Kinach asks this question. If this is true, the Rambam should be telling you, I mean, you get Tumakia, so why shouldn't, you should be getting Tumakia, so why wouldn't he say? All right, it's, I think these are serious questions with the Parish of the Rush, yeah.
Is there such things like an Iker Pasuk and a Tafel Pasuk, meaning is the Iker Pasuk with Shavu and then the Vayechal is also being over? What would the Rebbe say the reason? The Rebbe said there's a reason that the Rambam mentions one and not the other.
Does he say that? I don't
remember. I don't think there's a reason. He says like the Issa really stems from Lotei Shavu.
I don't remember if he said
that. And then, okay, it's not the reason.
I think
he mentions
that. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, if it's just a violation of both, it's a violation of both.
He just brings up the Rambam and the Shash, and he says that's why the Rambam doesn't mention the second Issa, because as you said before, it's just a repetition of.
He says that he brings up the Rambam's Rashi. The Rambam has one of his Rashi. I think it's the Rashi Shi, where he says that, and here it's, I apologize, Binyamin, but the term Azhara in the Rambam's Rashi Shi is actually different than the term Azhara in the Gemara. So the term Azhara in Rashi Shi, the Rambam is distinguishing between. He says I'm counting not Azharos, which means. The words in the pasuk that prohibit. I'm counting not how many as you know. There's not taryag asharos. There's taryag. This is a phrase that I like. That I'm going to use it soon. Dvar shem muzharim aleihem. Right. The dvar shem muzharim. the things which are, I'm not counting the formulations prohibiting, but the things which are being prohibited, which means that if the Torah multiple times, and maybe even in slightly different formulations, prohibits the same thing, that's all counting as one mitzvah, as one law. Right? So it's a davar shemitzvah alav, shedavar shemuzar mimenu, or davar shemuzar alav, that's what he's counting, as opposed to the Azharos. Here, the Azharos doesn't refer to what the Rambam is talking, which is, you know, the Isser, but rather just to the formulations in the pasuk. So he refers to that, because that's here it's not two different formulations about the same Dabar Shabuzar love. It's two different Dabar Shabuzar.
I think he did the Rabbi Ali Kessel mention. One of the notes he came with, I think, referenced that with the Sharasha.
Okay. In explaining why he's not mentioning it?
Yeah, I believe so.
First of all, okay, I'd have to see that inside, but that would be surprising to me for two reasons. One, the Rambam is saying I'm not going to count it as multiple lavin in the Targum Mitzvah, so I don't know what that means. He wouldn't tell you that you violate. In fact, just as an example, off the top of my head, in Ribbis, where the Rambam is one of the examples, in Ribbis, where the Torah has multiple formulations, and in fact, Chazal talk about it being over b'chamish alav. It's clear in the Rambam that these are not multiple, there's not five Isurim. I think there's three, I think. I have to look it up again.
Yeah, you're right.
But he mentions, he quotes that Mamar Chazal, that you're over on Chamisha, which for him is really not lav, but Azharos. So he does quote, when you're multiple Azharos, he's just quoting there okay. What can you say against the? I mean, the Kesef Mishnah is a Kesef Mishnah, but I find it very difficult. I don't think the Revi. I mean, is he quoting? Did he mention the Revi?
I think the footnotes in the Meiri put them together.
He doesn't quote the Revi himself.
No, I think he does. I think.
I think
we saw the
Rebush
quoted first before we saw
the
Zayed.
Yeah.
He
does
quote the
Rebush,
right?
What was it
called, the Rebush? First of all, like, Rizik Karo, he had everything, right? Yeah. All the chuvas. Like, you find some, like, you know, chuva in, like, the Rishon that we just discovered, and he's quoting it already in Beis Yosef, you know, frequently. His range was just unbelievable. So, if there was a chuva of Rebush, trust me, he knew it. And it's not surprising that he quotes it. Yeah, so he cites it, right? So he's quoting the Rebush.
Yeah.
You're right. I don't think that's in the Rebush himself. It's to me, I think, even further stretch of the MSIT, because, like I said, the Rambam there is referring to multiple Azharos for the same Dabar Shemuzar Lav.
Right.
Here, you're talking about different Dabar Shemuzar Lav. You don't violate those Yishev Uvish Min Shaker with an edit. So, if they're clearly two different Isurim, right, the two different of the Taryag, and the Rambam there was telling you that the way Taryag works is it's only based on the things which are being prohibited. There's an Isur to do something. Now, how many times the Torah tells you that that's Asur in what language? That doesn't create new mitzvahs. That's very different than what we're dealing with here, which we're clearly dealing with two mitzvahs. And again, it's a simple non-gamina, as Mephistina, I think, here says. You should be getting to mitzvahs. So it's I think, a difficult parish. The alternative, I think, is to say that perhaps the Rambam interpreted the Gemara to be presenting a third opinion, which disagreed with Rabin and particularly disagreed with Rabin's inference from Rabbi Abel. Right, because Rabin, one second, let's see, gets from Rabbi Abahu, where are we? Mm-hmm. Rabin represented from Rabbi Abahu. Mm-hmm. Everybody get it? And he quotes. First was Rabin. Let me find what Rabin. Are you going to help me, Rabin?
Something more?
Yeah, see, and we see where Rabin is?
Chabad went off.
Is it Chabad on? Okay.
Yeah.
Also Rabin, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, I'm Rabbi Abahu. So he quotes Rabin's interpretation of Rabbi Abahu, that Achalti, Velo Achalti is Sheker, Vazartei Milo Sishavu, over that was the opinion that it only applies to Habas. So the Gemara says, though, that this inference from Rabbi Abahu, Lav Miklala Itmar, Lava Thayer, Jimar Le Michlal Edmar. This is an inference. This is not explicitly that Rabbi Abahu came along and said Lo Si Shavu prohibits Ochal prohibits Lahabaz. Right? And Yoni Bayach the Bayachal doesn't it's not necessary for it, it's only for Nidar. He doesn't say that. He says the Gemara says Michlal Edmar. This is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says this is not said explicitly. It was taken as an inference from Rav Papa. But what was Rav Papa's line? What did Rav Papa actually say? What Rav Papa actually said was something we've seen, namely, right, that when it comes to the chumrah of the lo yinake and the implication that it's only based in shamala, which is minake, but based in shamata is loke, is malke also. So that applies only to. I'm sorry, I just messed up the last thing, right? Ravin says that is interpreted according to most Rishonim as saying specifically lisha avars, right? Lisha avars only. Achalti v'lo achalti is sheker, and that what prohibits futures, that's loyach, right? So the Gemara says, but that inference of Ravin from Yabahu is not said befavorous, where Yabahu didn't come along and say, you know, this is only applies to the Sha'avars. He only said it, he said something else, which Ravin inferred. And what was it that he said, actually? This, right? The point of the Chumrah, the extra Chumrah, right? That a Shvua Sheker, despite not being a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa, because a kimas fasal lav ma'isa, the fact that it gets makos, so that's a chumrah based on the pasuk lo yinake, right? Based in shalmata is menake. That this is where Rabbi Abahu comes in. You just take a look at the Gemara, right? Tehei v'amar Rabbi Abahu tehei ba'achalti v'lo achalti. Right? That's only in the case of a shvua sheker l'sha avar, right? And Rava goes on to explain because that's the based on the hekesh of shav. Dumya de Sheker, or not the Hegish, but the Minu Inyan. Right? That the Pasuk is a Shav twice, one of them is a Sheker. So, Ravin apparently understood that to mean that that's when there's an Isser Shavu Sheker. In other words, the Isser of Losi Shavu Shmelaker is specifically only Lisha Avos. So, the reason you don't get Malkus, in other words, for Shavu Sheker Lahaba is because there's no Isser Shavu Sheker for Lahaba. That's what emerges from the Gemara. Now, I think the Rambam might have understood very simply, especially the way that it's presented in the Gemara and Tumura, that's Rambam's interpretation, but that's not necessarily actually the correct interpretation of Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Abahu, if you look in the Gemara and Tumura and the Girsa and the Gemara and Tumura, it's almost explicit that essentially what he's saying is, right? Anybody have the Gemara and Tumura?
I have it.
Right, that the Gemara and Tumura, what he's saying is not that the Isser of Losi Shavu Vishmin the Shaker only applies to Achalti Lo Achalti, but rather that the din malkus, the chumrah of getting malkus, only applies to dumya to achalti v'lo achalti, because it is only that instance of violating losi shavu v'shmini the shaker, which is actually dome to shvu shav, and that it's a sheker b'shas shvu. So it's limited. Not that the iser is limited, but that the chumrah of malkus, despite being an ein bo ma'isa, that's limited to. Sheker, that's limited to Lisha Avar. Let's just take a look at the Gemara Tumura. I think it's the right one. Right, the Gemara Tumura, it's. I think this is Medirak in the Lashon of the Gemara Tumura in two ways. Right, the Gemara says, right, this is, Sorry, guys. Usually I have it, you know, like something, a little tab, or, you know, it allows me to find it more quickly, but. Let's see. The Gemara says, anybody else have these things?
I didn't bring it.
He says, let's see. So the Gemara says, Umashna. Hold on. All right, the Gemara quotes initially, right? Amar Rav Yidi Bar Avin, Amar Rav Amram. Then you say, "Amar le Rapapa le'abaye ve'ima lo tevele kiyus kalim." Then the Gemara says, That's what it says. Meaning what? Meaning this din that Shvushekar receives Malkos, Hechidami. How do we know? This is the original sugya regarding Malkos. What are we talking about? What case? So he says, Inema de Amar Shalo Ochal Ve'achal Hasam Humaisa Avad, right? That's what I said. That you get Malkos for the case of Nishba Shalo Ochal, where you're Ochal, because that's just a regular din of Malkos, right? He says, so that you don't need the special exception of Rabbi Yochanan for. You don't need a Mesorah that, you know, this is what it means, yeah? Then he says, and if you want to tell me that it's the case of Shalo Ochal, right? I take a Shua that I'm going to eat Velo Ochel, and it doesn't. So that, the din is wrong. It's not true that you get Malkos that case. That can't be it either, because they're, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish tell us you don't need it, and they just disagree with why not. You don't get Malkos, you just disagree why not. And then, rather, he says, this is the Rabbi Yochanan, right? Rather, he says, Ella Amari Biabo to Heba Achati Velo Achati. It must be that we're talking about Achati Velo Achati. Then the Gemara asks, Umashna the Kamar Bachati Velo Achati Me Ocha Velo Achal. So here I think that very question itself already indicates, it's very, you know, I think it's good, it gives a lot of grounds to assume that they are the same Azara. Why? Because if it's a different Azara, they're different Isurim, what's the Havamina? There's an Isur Shvua Sheker, which is really Chamor. And that for that you get Malkos. Shvula Habad, the Ocha Bel Ocha, that you get Malkos, it's a Lo Yachal. Right? By Yachal doesn't get Malkos. If it doesn't involve an actual Maisa. Look, the question you're asking is, why shouldn't every case of futures, right? Why shouldn't every case, despite it being an Embo Maisa, why shouldn't that, right? What's the difference? Why should they get Malkos? What's the difference between, you know, Shvua Shvua Ochal, and he doesn't eat, what's the difference between that and a Shvua Sheker L'Shavar? Either way, all you have is a verbalization of a Shvua Sheker, and that should be either it does get or it doesn't get. Why are you Mechalik? If we're saying that Rabbi Abahu held that Shvua Sheker is limited to Ochal, I'm sorry, to L'Shavars, what's the question? That's the only case where you haven't served Losi Shavu Bushman Sheker. Violating Losi Shavu Bushman Sheker is Chamar enough that even though there's a Maisa, it gets Malkos. What does that have to do with this other Isser of Lo Yachal? So just the question itself already, I think, tells us, apparently they're the same Isser, and therefore we're saying, once the issue is, you're telling me that the Isser of Losi Shavu Yishum L'Shaker, that's so Chomor, so then, okay, so what about Ocha V'lo Ocha, why shouldn't it be different? And the Gemara's answer, 1 second, I'll give it back to you. And the Gemara's answer, right, Amar Rava B'Theresh Rips HaTorah Sheker Dome L'Shav, so the language, right, what we're saying is, it's only the Shua Sheker, which is Dome L'Shav, not that it's only, you know, that the only Isser of Shvua Sheker is that which is Dome L'Shav, but the in this context of the Pasuk, Ubinake Lo Inake, it's specifically not every Shvua Sheker, not every violation of Lo Si Shavu, but specifically the violation which is Dome L'Shav. Right? Dome L'Shav, Ma Shav L'Shavar, Av Sheker L'Shavar. So I think that the simplest way to, I think the Pashas of the Gemara Torah, I mean, without the Rabin and Rabbi Edi that you have in here, you would think, I think, just based on the Gemara Torah, the way it's presented, it's pretty clear. We're dealing with two ways you can violate the Yisrael Lo Shishavu, the Sha'avar and Laba, and only one of them, the Gemara says, the Gemara strains to explain, only one of them has automatic malchus. The other one depends on how you violate, whether or not it involves a mice. Right? So the implication, the Rambam might have understood, there are three deos here. There's Rabin Ravi, there's Ravi Edi, and there's Rabin, but then there's the Gemara when it says that Rabin is not Michlala, is not Bezerusha, it's only Michlala. Gemara is actually presenting that you should know that that's not actually what Rabbi Yavo said, not just as a, you know, where do you get it from, but just as like, you can interpret Rabbi Yavo differently. Look at the Gemara in Tumor, it doesn't sound like that. So Rambam is paskening like Rav Papa, like the implication of Rav Papa, not like Rabin or Ravi Edi, there's a third deo. So this, I think, actually, I don't know if you guys saw, the Meiri, I think, basically says this. I mean, he says, Rambam, that the halacha is shalok ke Rabin and ke Rabin, not like the Rivash. He, interpreting, I think, clearly the Rambam, says that the halacha is like neither of them. Who's halacha like? I would argue, Rabbi Bo, the simple understanding of Rabbi Bo. And this, by the way, allows for Rambam to say that there's no Isra Ba'yachal for Shavuos L'Haba. He's not committed to what Rabin here says, that that's not him. That's not the Rama. And I'll point out there's also an advantage here, at least according to some Rishonim. Some Rishonim are bothered by something which this helps solve. The Rishonim, some Rishonim and Ramban, earlier in the Masechus, and he put it in the Kodesh, just letting you know, cites those who were a little bit bothered by the Mishnah, Shvua, which appears twice in the Masechus, Shvua Shtayim Shein Arba. That they have Avos 2 and then Talados 2. The Avos are the Havas, and the Talados are Lisha Avos. So some Rishonim were bothered by if they're two different Azharos, like the Gemara says, the Gemara implies, right? Bain Lerav and Bain Ravidi, if they're two different Azharos, they thought that it doesn't make sense to call them Talados. Different Isuri. Normally you have Avos and Talados, in all other cases you look at them, you're talking about within the same halachic category, right? The same Isra Malacha. You have Avos and Talados. But if it's an Av, which is one Isra, and there's a Talada, which is a totally separate one, so they're bothered by that. They didn't think they're just bothered by it. This obviously provides a good answer. The answer is no, they are. There's the Avos of Averos Shvua Sheker, Losi Shavu Vishne Sheker, which is Laba, and there's the Talados of Shvua Sheker, which is Lishav. Okay, so I think at least, a compelling understanding, yeah.
In case of Ochel Lo Achal, so he said that the reason it's Machlokas why you're not Chayav either is Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan, or Lav Shevo Meisa, or
Correct.
Something, right?
Yes.
So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's Lav Shevo Meisa, why can't you say that that would be part of the exception of the Chiddush of the Gemara and Tumura?
The Gemara doesn't say that.
But
the Gemara says, where do we need to say that we have this Mesorah from Rabbi Yochanan that there are three cases which are exceptions. Nishba, Meimar, Kala. What's Nishba? If you're talking about, this is how Rabbi Bo actually presents it. If you're saying, Shavuasha, Lo Ochal, the Achal, in Chinam you get Malchus.
Right.
But that's,
exactly,
that's what we're going to say. Ha'av and Maisa. You don't need these, right? We're going to get to that.
I'm
happy to understand that. But
no, back to the opposite case. The case of Ochal, the Lo Achal. The reason why
that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question in the end, when Rabbi Yehuda says Tei Bachati Lo Chati, so that's the Gemara's question. Why, and once you're saying that, so why not say it also about the Lahabak case where there's no Malkos, namely?
And we said because Rabbi Yochanan holds as a lot of shame. Well, Mike, meaning, wasn't that the case in the Machlokas, whether it's Asra Safik or?
Yeah,
I'm saying that's the case. Ochav Loacha, right? That's there's Machlokas for why you're not.
Yes, correct. Right, and the Gemara wants to know. Okay, so you're not Chayav under the normal Klalim because let's say for Rabbi Yochanan,
but why is it not under the exception of Rabbi Yochanan?
Why should it, right? That reveal, right? Exactly. And there's Lav Shem Maisa and Ogun Love. Okay. That's real. But why shouldn't Rabbi Yochanan, from whatever Rabbi Yochanan, come and be Mechadish Malkos anyway?
Right.
So that's what the Gemara says, because it's Beferish. It's only Shvua Sheker, Domel Shav, which again, I think simple reading is there's Shvua Sheker, which there's two different kinds, and the only kind which is being specifically marked as a din, which is as something for which you get Malkos, is that Avera. Okay? All right. Now, I'm going to comment somewhat, I hope, briefly about this, but just a little bit of something which is quite important here. There's tremendous, I think, implications here for the Isser, understanding the nature of the Isser of Losi Shavu. I think what you see, just to summarize, is that there are three opinions about what Losi Shavu forbids, what it prohibits. One, it only prohibits Shavuos Sheker Laba. Right, that's Ravi. Then you have, right, Ravin, he says it prohibits what? Only Lisha Avos. Then you have the Rambam, who holds that it prohibits both Lahabas and Lisha Avos. Either the Rambam is representing a third opinion, that was what we were arguing, or in very much understanding, this is how Rambam understood Ravin. Now, Lachora, this has, I think, enormous implications in terms of what is the Geder Isser of Losi Shavu, or in particular, what is the davar shemuzar lo? What is the prohibited thing? What is the prohibiting when it says losi shavu b'shmin l'shaker? If we say that losi shavu b'shmin l'shaker prohibits only shvua sheker's l'haba, right? So then it sounds like what we're saying is that the isser is not the verbal expression of a shvua sheker, that you certainly have the avar, but rather what's usser is violating your commitment b'shvua, that thing which you said to do b'shvua. There's an isser. Don't violate that. Right, it's you might say something like right. It's very much equivalent to lo yachal for nedarim. Exactly. In fact, I would say it's exactly the equivalent. Lo yachal for nedarim would be what you have in the case of shvul laba is lo si shavu. And how did the Chazal interpret lo yachal? Lo yachal means lo yased gorav kulin. Right, you shouldn't make your neder kulin like it was nothing. So I would say on this view of it, lo si shavu b'shmin l'shaker means lo yased shvuas sheker. Don't make that shvu that you made sheker. Keep the commitment. And we'll see that this comparison between Bayachal is actually implicit in the Mishnah. Also, we'll see in the Lashon of the Rambam, You guys saw the Lashon HaRam in Lo Yachal? Right, anybody have it? In Sefer Mitzvos?
Yeah.
Right, what was it? Kupin Zayin? Right, the Rambam, I think, implies this in Sefer Mitzvos Kupin Zayin. Just the formulation, I think, is clearly hinting to this. The Rambam says, Shehiziranu, like the Davash Muzarla, Shehiziranu, that thing which we're being, you know, told is prohibited, is Me'avor Mashachiyamnu al Tzvinu b'dibor Afa Bishu b'loshvur. Meaning there's some other mitzvah here, it sounds like he's saying, which tells you don't do it for shuvos. Then lo yachal is don't do it for even if there's no shuvah, midin bayachal. And that's in the dark. Zeu in the dark. Right? So the understanding of Lo Yaseh Shuvah is that it's something like Lo Yaseh Shuvah Sheker. Lo Yaseh Shuvah Sheker. Don't make that Shuvah Sheker. If you hold that, however, it's only the Sha'avars, right? Like the Pashas of Rabin, right? That it's only the Sha'avars, so then it makes sense that what is the Davar Shemuzar love? What is the thing that's being prohibited? It's the verbalization of a Shuvah Sheker. And here, with respect to that prohibited thing, there's a distinction between a Shuvah Sheker La Sha'avar and a Shuvah Sheker La Rabba. A Shuvah about the future is not Sheker or Emes B'Shas HaShuvah. It's undetermined. The claim that you're swearing to is currently neither true nor false, but yet to be determined. And therefore, you don't violate the prohibition of pronouncing a Shuvah Sheker for Shuvah that at the time is not Sheker. It's just, we don't know what it's going to be. Right? So that's how you would understand, I think, the Isser of Lo Yaseh Shuvah B'Shas HaShuvah, according to, right, the Pashas of Rabin, that's only Sha'avos. So the question is, what about if you hold, though, number three, right? If you hold like a Rambam, then it prohibits both the Sha'avos and the Habah. So here I think there are two ways to go in how we would understand it. The first, one way to go is to say that this understanding, right, this approach, this shita regarding Lo Yaseh Shuvah, that it prohibits both the Habah and the Habah, so what's the Davar Shemuzar love? The Davar Shemuzar love is a verbalization of Shuvah Sheker. But this is Shita will say, that applies as well also to Shuvah Sheker L'Haba. And I think there are two accounts you can give of how and why that would be. One is to say, which I like less, that Lema Freya, it turns out, right, we can now say Lema Freya, we retrojected what happens in the future into the past, now was a Shuvah Sheker. Alternatively, we can say a little differently, never further this way, it's not the case, what we'll say is, it's not the case that it's currently neither true nor false. It is currently either true or false, we just don't know which one it is. This is a general philosophical question about the ontology of future. I think this is the one I generally think makes the most sense, which is that the future, I mean, the Ribbono Shel Olam can see it, right? He knows what happens. It exists, we just don't know what it is yet. We can't see it, we don't know. Right? So the future exists, right? If something happens or doesn't happen tomorrow, that's either true or not right now. It's just, we don't know, we don't have access to that. We can't see it. We don't know the future. Whatever. I think this is clearly the historical approach of Halacha and Torah in general, just as a metaphysical question, which is interesting, which is that the future does exist, and it is either true or false now. We don't know it. But that's an epistemic problem, not an ontological one. It's just a matter of what we have access to in terms of our knowledge. It's not that there's some, it's neither true nor false now. It's one or the other. And therefore, if it turns out that, you know, the thing doesn't happen, right, doesn't get committed, you don't do it, so that was, right, it was what you said, which is, you know, I'm going to do this tomorrow, that was false, right? It was always false, now we know that it was always false. So that's one way to take it. I think the alternative, though, is to say that no, the Isser really is violating a Shavua, making a Shavua Sheker. But, we could argue, maybe, that right, let's say the Rambam holds that the act of verbalizing a shvuah in the context of sheker can be considered to be understood as making a shvuah sheker. You have this sort of a shvuah as a pristine kind of chetza, chaloshem shvuah, and by pronouncing it with sheker, you're making a shvuah, right, sheker. Verbalizing a shvuah sheker, something which is a shvuah sheker, b'shas shvuah, is actually a way of taking a shvuah and making it sheker, taking shvuah, the lashon of shvuah, and checkering it, right? I think that that's an alternative possibility. And I think that if you look at the formulations in the Monei Mitzvos, I think you find two different, you hear two different notes. Right, what does the Rambam say in formulation? Oh, let's start with the Smak. What does the Smak say? We have it. What is the is there both the Rambam and the Smak? It's not following the Rambam. Hold that it prohibits all four, or both Lashavas and Labats. They're very different formulations when they say what is the Davar Shemuzar. But yeah, you have it. Anybody? Yeah, the book. Right, the Smak is in Mitzvah Kuf Chavches. Oh yeah, he says right the Mitzvah Kuf Chavches Shelo Lishava B'Shem L'Sheker. Okay. Then he says it applies to all these things. The Rambam, though, is a very different formation. Do you see it? The Ibn Tibbon translation is usually kind of cumbersome. There's no exception here. Yeah. What is it? He says, Samach Aleph. You already should be. It makes sense that he says it's given what you already saw in Balyata. But he says, V'mitzvah Samach Aleph, he sheziranu mi avor al shvuas bidur. You find right the I think the formulation of kapach is something like, you know, he should divine should lo laavor or he's running me laavor al shvua, al shvua. You cannot violate your shvua. That's what it means, right? What is the isur of losi shavu shvaker? Don't violate your shvua. That's the Rambam formulation. Now that's not surprising, given that right that exact lashon me avor al shvua senu al shvua bitoy. So now put it together by Yaakov Kufdin Zayin. He says. Me'avor al dibur on something that we said b'dibur even shlo b'shvua. He's exactly paralleling the language of what he said before earlier in Samach Aleph, which is that the Yisr is not to violate your shvua. Now what he's saying is don't violate even if it's shlo b'shvua if it's benedit, right? So the Rambam does formulate it as this way of understanding, and I think our Korchenu, given that he paskins right that it prohibits all four of these things, it prohibits l'shavas too. Apparently, verbalizing your shvua sheker b'shas ma'is is a method for the Rambam. Of making a shvua sheker, of violating that shvua sort of an inception, by attaching the sheker, you're making it a shvua which is now sheker. You're making that shvua sheker. That's how we should understand it. Yeah.
Because he says not to be over on your dibur.
Don't violate your shvua. Yeah.
I mean, because in the Mishnah, in the mitzvah, he leaves out avar completely.
Right, but we know what he holds.
So you're saying
that.
Right, but you're saying, but it's the same formulation even on avar.
Does he? By the way, I don't even think that's true.
I don't think he mentions it.
I think he does say it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
I think he does. He goes through the sugya. I don't know. I have to say, I thought he did, but either way, I mean, we know what he holds about it. So I think that makes sense. That's how we understand. Now, I think there's some just nafkaminas to this, and I'll mention too quickly. I mean, and then we'll
so for now. Ram basically is like a demi then. In this approach, he's understanding Yerdimi.
Well, he's understanding the third approach, right? There are two ways to understand it. One is sort of taking it as, you know, the way that we understand, right? No, one would be, take it the way that the, you know, that Rav Edi held, I'm sorry, Yerdimi said that it was only Labaz, right? So he agrees with the approach, right? That it's, but he thinks it's also the Shavuos, which is what right. I think Rambam held, right? Which is that you also can make a Shua Sheker by just verbalizing one with a Sheker. And then there's an addition. That's one possibility. Then you have the way to understand it based on sort of the Rabin, right? The Tosh of the Rabin, which is that it only applies to Shavars. So you agree that the Yisr is to verbalize Shavar Sheker. You just think that applies here too. Mm-hmm. I think the Rabin's formulation to Remitzvah tells us which way he goes. Now, just a couple of Nafminas. Hopefully, this will be relatively quick. One is I think that this has clear implications for Malchus. The background for this is a general question regarding Lav Shem Bamaisa. Lahaba lav and lahaba hain, they're both the same issa, right? They both violate the sunisha vubish the shakar. That's a fool. Totally. The difference between them is only the open haver of fawah, right? One is alayde maisa. When you're ochel, you violate your shvua by eating, because the shvua is shalo ochel, and you violate it by eating, so that's alayde maisa. And the other one is shalo alayde maisa, right? When you violate it by not eating, that's shalo alayde maisa. So the question is, and that results in the difference in the makos. The question is, there's a general question. What is Ayin Maisa? What are the parameters of violating a lav via Maisa? And here, just to pose a question, I think I just want to clarify a little bit of the terminology, which I think is pretty intuitive, but I just want to spell it out explicitly. When I speak of the Zohar Shemuzar lav, I'm referring to that which is that which a particular Isser, lav, Azhar, prohibits. This is what the Boni Mitzvah speak of when they say, you know, Shekisha, so you run to me, right? That's the Zohar Shemuzar lav. It's, again, what the Rambam speaks of in Charash Kes is that which he's counting by. I mean, the lav gets defined by the davar shemuzar lav, not the formulations that express the yisr. When I speak of an aveira, so I'm referring to that which an a particular avarium does, which constitutes an instance of the Davarshe Muzar. Right? That which you do, that which happens, which is an example, which is an instance of the Davarshe Muzar. So something is an Avera, or an Avera Salav, if and only if, let's say, it constitutes an instance of the Davarshe Muzar. So now, coming back to the question, so regarding Avera Ayide Maisa, we can ask what the relationship is between a Maisa and an Avera that allows it to qualify, that qualifies it for the Malkus, he didn't allow it for Maisa. One possibility is to say that the Avera itself must be a Maisa. Right, it has to be that that which constitutes the Davar, right, the thing which happens, which is an instance of the Davar Shabuzar love, is a Maisa. Alternatively, you might say that really isn't necessary. It doesn't have to be that the Avera itself is a Maisa, but what is necessary is just that what is sufficient is that the Avera be caused or induced or triggered somehow by a Maisa. Okay, the Saber knows, and we'll get to the Nakamina. So the question becomes regarding Shavuos, let's say, the difference between Ochal v'lo Ochal, v'lo Ochal, and lo Ochal v'Ochel. The question is, what's the difference between them? Why is one case Ayye Maisa and the other one not? So if you hold, here it makes a huge difference, if you hold that the Davar Shabuzar love is the verbalization of a Shavuos Sheker, that's the Davar Shabuzar love. So then what emerges from the fact that you get Malkus in the case of lo Ochal v'Ochel is what? Is that it isn't necessary that the Avera itself be a Maisa. What's the Avera itself in the case of Nishma Shal Ochal v'Ochel? What's the Avera? When I said, I'm not going to eat tomorrow. That was a Shavuos Sheker. That's the Yisr. That's the Avera. Right? So what was the Maisa here? The Maisa was just something which induced the Avera, triggered the Avera, made it an Avera. But the Avera was, the Maisa Avera was, the verbalization of Shavuos Sheker. So Akrochein will say that you can, that as long as what triggers, you know, the Avera, the Chalosa Avera, is a Maisa, so then that's fine. That'll be sufficient for doing an Avera Al-Day Maisa in a way which will become Loka. Right? Be doing a lot of shape of Maisa. Whereas, if you hold that, no, the Yisr is making a Shavuos Sheker, right? So then, it's possible to say, no, Avera Al-Day Maisa requires that the Avera itself be a Maisa. And the case of Shvua Shalo Ochal, the Ochal, the reason you get Malkus is because what's the Avera there? What's the Avera itself? What's the violation of the Shvua? Right? If the Shvua is not eating, I won't be eating. So the Maisa which violates the Yisr, right, which violates the Shvua, and therefore the Yisr, is the Maisa Achila. It's, if the Avera itself is a Maisa, like it isn't with Achila, so then you get Malkus. So what's the Nakamina? This is all in the subject after. What's the Nakamina Maisa?
Yes, sir.
Maybe Asra. Good point, and that's an issue that Rishon discussed. But what's the Nakamina that I have in the chorus? It's a good Nakamina, yeah. Let me see it. An issue we're discussing in Yishami. Shvua Ochal Bezorek Liyam. Bishlich Liyam. I say I'm gonna eat it tomorrow, and then I throw it into the river and destroy it. Alright, so the Yishami, if you look at the Yishami mentions this as a Nakamina between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And what emerges, it's clear, is that what they're saying is the fear of Yochanan, that the reason that Nishba Ochal, the Lo Ochel, isn't Loke, is because Lashiva Maisa, but if I'm Mashach Liyam, then you will be Loke, the fear of Yochanan. Rishonim, however, don't necessarily agree. Tosos discusses this, he doesn't mention the Yishami, and it emerges in Tosos, he thinks it's actually Nachmina Lehefech. There's a Hasra Suffolk question here also, obviously, but he thinks that you would be Loket for Rabbi Yochanan, but not for Rabbi. You would be Loket for Rabbi Yochanan, but not for Rabbi Yochanan. If you're Rabbi Yochanan, that the issue is a Lashem Maisa issue, right? So there's no Malkus here, even if you throw it into the Yam. The Meiri is quite explicit, and he has a great formulation which we'll get to, right? The Meiri is quite explicit. He quotes Yerushalmi and says, Yerushalmi, I think Misara is wrong. Now, what does it depend on? I think if we analyze it, I think it clearly depends on these two accounts, right? If you hold that the Davar Shem Muzar love of Lo Si Shavu Bishmin the Shaker.
Almost there.
If the Davar Shemuzar love is Lo Si Shavu Mishmeker, hold on. Right, Kolos Kachos, right?
Yep.
Right. So, if you hold that the Davar Shemuzar love is the verbalization of a Shavu Sheker, right? And that the reason you get Malkus then for Lo Ochal, the Ochal, is because it's enough if the fact of the Avera existing is triggered by the Maisa. So then what we say here too? What we say here? Loke? Inoloke? Zorek Liyam?
The Maisa.
yeah, you probably say, look, why? Because what made it so that I was over? The fact that myself is regularly on. I'm not saying you have to say it. I think there's room to say it. Whereas if you hold the Dabar Shemutzar love, right, is the violation of a Shvuah, is making a Shvuah Sheker, so then I think it's extremely unlikely. Because then what we'll be saying is the reason Shvuah Shalom Ochal is Loka is because the Maisa Achila is itself the Avera. Right? The Avera itself is the Maisa Achila. In the case of Shvuah Shalom, what's the quote unquote Avera? The mirror is a great term. Head there Achila. The non eating is the Maisa Avera. Is the Maisa Avera. Right? The Shvuah is that I'll eat. So what is it that violates the Shvuah? Is non eating. So this is the other theory's terminology. It's terrific.
And he also talks about how it's Hasra's father, not Hasra's son.
Yeah. That's the other issue. But the Miri has a line. He says because the avera is hedar achilasa, and behedar achilasa is eimu maisa. Meaning it doesn't matter if you're zorik liam. So that guarantees you that there's going to be a hedar achila. But the hedar achila is the avera, not the zorik liam. Zorik liam is the hechitimsa that triggers the fact that there's going to be an avera or there is an avera. But it isn't itself the avera. The avera is the non-eating. That's the act which violates, or that's the non-act which violates.
Why is that the avera musar? Why is it only on that side of the avera musar?
Because if the davar shemuzar love is that which violates the shvuah, because the issur is to violate your shvuah, so then the davar and then the avera is whatever it is that violates the shvuah. Whereas if the right, in other words, in that case, you'll say that why is it that achila nishma ochal shelo ochal ochel? Why is it that he gets? Why is that lav she'id or maisa? Because what is the avera in that case is the maisa. Achila is what violates the lav. But if I just sort of trigger or induce there being an avera via maisa, so that's not the connection that needs to be. That's, you know, it's just not, that's not what a lav she'id or maisa. Lav she'id or maisa doesn't mean it's an incidental kind of act, but rather that the avera itself is an act. In this case, the avera itself, yeah, Miri has just a terrific formulation of this. Also, it's like typical Miri, like very modern Hebrew type formulation. Let's see, he says it in, what do I have it, guys? Gimel on my base? Did anybody see Miri? He quotes the Talmud Amarav. Yeah.
Ramban compares it to Bitlu, Kimel, and Makos.
That's on the Esra suffix side, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So he says, with Talmud Amarav, Shalom Amachu Beneon, he says, the near me kan shadas pat, the shadas, in Bita Beidam Chayev, in Advar Nirin, Shari Halav, and when he says Lav, I think he means what I'm calling Averis Lav, right? Shari Halav, Eno Ella Beshe Eno Ocha, the Heder Achilasa Ema Maisa. The Heder Achila is not a Maisa, so it doesn't matter that it happens, that it's kind of guaranteed to happen, the Avera is guaranteed to happen via Zrikalayam, but the Avera itself is not a Maisa. I think it's clearly, in my opinion, that's how the Rambam Paskin. Rambam doesn't actually weigh in on this issue. But if I'm correct about, you know, his language and Shavuos, it's Sefer Mitzvah, so then that's what he'll come out on the issue. And the one final thing, I was mentioning one final Akamina, then I have the Derech Haggah points I'll mention next time. The one final Akamina is the Rambam, which is an astounding Rambam, about Shvua Shalotikanes Rishusi. Right, so the Rambam holds that that's enough in your control to make it Chal the Shavuos Bitui. Right, that person's not going to be coming into my house. He's not going to be entering my house. What does he say though? If let's say the guy forces his way into your house, what does he say? He says, you're pudger because that's an us. And what? And that guy's chayev. He's chayev for a shvua that I took. And if you say that the isra is a verbalization of a shvua sheker in the dvarim shachar, right? This doesn't make any sense whatsoever. If you say that the isra is to violate a shvua, so then there's room to say, and it doesn't have to be your shvua. It's still chiddush. I think you would still say shlo yaseh shvuah aso sheker. That's how I would have said it. But at least there's room to say violating a shvuah is what makes it is the isra of lo sishavu bishmin the sheker. I didn't take a shvuah. That's not the isra. The isra is right violating a shvuah. So it makes sense. Right on the shikaso, then there's room to say again. The last time Mishnah says he must not mean makos. Ram says chayev, like he says chayev in the whole parak. And in other cases he means makos. So I'm not sure if that's true. Even if it's true, the point is that there is an isra. He still, and that's what the last Mishnah says, is that the Ram felt that there was an isra. That only makes sense on this account. There's obviously no way you can be over the Isra Losi Shabu. What you're saying is, don't verbalize the Shvuah. Okay, so the Rambam then all works nicely. All right, I'll make one other Derech Haggah point, and then Mr. Shem will start with Shvuah Shav when you guys are good and ready for that. All right?
See?